Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Hello, I'm Zhang Lirun from China Forum. Today, I will be presenting an episode on China's relationship with Europe, particularly with countries in the Balkans. This podcast presentation is taken from a speech made by a China Forum expert, Ambassador Yue Xiaoyong, at the 2020 TRT World Forum, which was hosted on December 2, 2020. The forum's theme was Shifting Dynamics, the International Order in a Post-Pandemic World, with a roundtable discussion focusing on great power competition in the Balkans. In his speech, the ambassador stressed that China is willing to develop stable and healthy relations with all the big players, including the US and the EU. He emphasized that the country is also willing to join hands to tackle challenges facing the global community, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, economic recovery, and cybersecurity. Please stay tuned to hear what he has to say.
The major point is a lot of speakers now mentioning China as outside the power to this region. For China, I think our way of thinking, we don't follow the traditional power politics thinking that we are sort of power in the old geopolitical sense. I think number one, as you all know, China, we look at the global situation in a way still we're cautiously optimistic about the globe, even though we have the unilateralism, the negative trends for the globalization, for the liberalization of the trade. We still believe the major trend in the world and in the region, in the world, in Europe, in European Union, most of the countries want to have longer peace and want to have opportunity to develop, to have the economic growth and to have a better life. Number two, China itself, ourselves, we want to act as one to better maintain this peaceful situation and this cooperation and this development situation. Number three, China look at this region either as a Balkan states, I counted 11 of them in the larger sense, or six or five of them in this narrow sense, or as a European Union. We attach more and more importance to this Balkan region and the European Union as a force together with China, with other countries, to maintain this peaceful situation in the world and the development situation in the world. So in this situation, I saw some very good comments now, presentation made by the speakers. I really much for it. That is China in this region, in the Balkans, we look forward to share the opportunities with the countries of this region, together with China, to enjoy the common development and prosperity with China. As you know, we are proceeded with the negotiation with the European Union about the bilateral direct investment. We really hope we can reach the agreement by the end of this year. We are very active. And number two, we are very active in enlarge our already signed the ICEP, the liberalization, the free trade agreement. We just did it with our Asia and Pacific partners. So we want to enlarge this opportunity with the region. And as you all know, I check up all the countries in these Balkan states. China is doing more with these regional countries to have a better condition and a better situation for our common economic and social development. My question, enlightened by the speakers now, that is about this, what so-called power competition in the region? This is not a narrative of China. I think in a larger sense, it's some narrative from some forces in America or in some other sense, trying to create something like there are power politics, like another America, another Soviet Union to play things here. But this is somewhat narrative, we say they create some threat, some country threat for them, so the people want to end that threat. For China, we think so long as all the countries act in accordance with the United Nations Charter, we united as equality and we consult, dialogue each other, we can solve the problem better. We can build the world better instead of just play the narrative of some threat. Lastly, also as a question that how this other local, historically left unstable, unskilled factors in these Balkans will have influence. We hope the internal affairs in this region really can be solved by the internal countries, by your wisdom and by your own power. And we will refrain from any intervention into internal affairs of this region and of the countries specifically. And we hope you will, together with the international community, with the European Union, this region can have a more secure, more stable situation in the years and the months to come. And for China, we want to continue to be a positive and constructive force with you, including the Middle and the Eastern European countries. And all the way from Turkey, you see part of Turkey is also Balkans, all the way from Croatia here, we see a lot of opportunities. To sum up, together with my questions and my presentation, that China is a constructive and peaceful country, and you call it as a force, together with these regional countries, to build up a more secure, prosperous, stable region, together with the Europeans and with other powers, even including United States and Russia, and especially with the European Union. And personally, I trust that this year and together with next year, as we have a better vaccine against the COVID-19, we will have a better picture of the relations between China and the Balkan states. Thank you very much.